Hey guys, Casal here. You're about to watch Thorin talk and talk and talk. But it's kind of good, I swear.
Gamer Sops, I'm drinking one here, as I've told you. At the moment, I'm drinking one you can't drink anymore called Grenadier Grape. They don't do it anymore. I would recommend lemonade, cherry limesicle. I find these flavours to be delicious. Blue Raz, just blue raspberry flavour. Get 10% off with the code Thorin, THORIN, at gamersups.gg. So what we'll do, first and foremost, is we will go over. I told you yesterday, so I've got it now. I managed to find it. I was just searching the wrong thing. So in 2023, remember, me and Simple had our beef in 2022 with the PGL Antwerp thing, and we hadn't made up yet. Although actually around this time, wasn't that much longer after this. I think Simple actually already had reached out to me and apologised. Didn't even did it in a voice message and set up that reflections, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, I ended up doing a banger Reflections with Simple, didn't I? It's probably one of my best of all time. No one else has ever interviewed him in the same way I did. So Sponge was doing a piece of content. I think it was the one where Hooksy was, and it was like G2 members were like torturing him. And then I can't remember what he was saying even in the skit. And basically, they did all this makeup so he looked like he'd been beaten up and tortured because he was like tied to a chair being like renditioned or whatever the fuck. And he put this, obviously, because he just had the makeup done, how sick it is, right? And he goes, how's your day going? So OG CSGO, by the way, have I ever had some special beef with OG the org? Have I ever done anything to them? Is there some reason why I would be like a target for them? Their social media intern guy thought it would be funny to just go Thorin after a Reflections episode with Simple. Because the gag there is that if I did an interview with Simple in real life, he would then beat me violently, so my eye would be smashed in. Maybe my orbital would be destroyed or something. Could maybe, I don't know, fucking maybe my cornea would be scratched as well. My nose would be all smashed in and askew, so I couldn't breathe, and all blood would be coming out of it, and I would just be desperately looking at the camera like, because you know what? That's so fucking hilarious. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine someone just physically insulting someone else who works in the industry for 20 plus years and is an industry legend? What a great joke. Oh, the punchline. Oh, the punchline. Oh, wait, punchline. Oh, my God. Oh, double whammy. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, GCSGO. This is incredible. This is almost as good a joke as the fucking lineups we're putting into the game and paying tier 1.5 salaries who never do anything, who never make a single LAN final, never win a fucking trophy you'll ever care about. Literally prisons for players like Flames, Flimsy, Alexi B, Dexter, and they just go on elsewhere to bigger things or bigger things before, but not in OG, because OG's purgatory. It's more like Purgator OG, isn't it? Oh, it's fucking... Well, I guess you know what? When you just get the fuck beaten out of you figuratively every day of your life, I bet eventually you just become a bit cynical. That probably becomes the gag, right? Maybe this is like gallows humour. Since OG, every event's just headed off to get fucking... Brilliant. Great job. In Minecraft, of course. Yeah, don't worry, of course. Follows me on Twitter. I don't follow them, you'll notice. But weird how every single fucking person in this industry has to follow me. It's actually why, are you ready to have your mind blown? Because you might be a pleb who's blocked, maybe you'll go, no, it's not why at all. Just like you, they all want to follow me and see what I will tweet. It doesn't mean they enjoy all my tweets, but they can't fucking stop watching. It's like people like Kanye. You all go, Kanye West lost it. And you go after the college dropout. Trash ass steak, by the way. His music's phenomenal to this day. All right, lost to it. And also, stop making stupid people famous, says the person who's consumed every fucking drama. Like, like that old fucking, like, give Kanye drama. Ah, oh, this delicious Kanye. What did he say next? What is he on a podcast? Oh, Lord. Oh, no. What's he doing now? What scandal? What antics? You're the one who's obsessed with the drama. You're like someone saying wrestling shit and you tune in every fucking time to SmackDown. Like, oh, my God. Oh, the Rocky's back. Oh, it's Rocky and Brock Lesnar. You fucking actual clown-ass bitches. So, yeah, brilliant tweet, innit? What a lovely thing for a social media manager to do. Funny how that works, innit? Then what we'll do now is we'll show you this one. This guy is a fucking nutter, but I'll show you it in the order of how this has recently come up. It's fucking mental. The cretin going, wrestling is shit. Yeah, no. Yeah, we know. That was the gag, you fucking imbecile. You actual cretin. Think through what I am saying and what the relevance of it would be. Your shit. There you go. Good. Good. There's a door over there. We can help you. I can get the fucking bouncers. So what happened is James Fudge, who's one of the better newer journalists, he does the Esports Advocate. He previously worked with Esports Observer. By the way, everyone will just get timed out and or blocked if you keep talking shit and telling me what to do. You don't tell me what to do ever for 1 second. Do it off the fucking stream chat. Just say out loud what you'd like me to do and then you get to stay. Shut the fuck up, you imbecile. So James Fudge did one of the worst things he could ever do in esports. Don't you ever compliment me or Richard Lewis. Because if you do that, it doesn't matter if you say, oh, wow, thanks to Richard Lewis for giving me part of his kidney. Now I can actually use my body and organs again. And I have a life I can look forward to instead of being bedridden. If you did that, some little gremlin in the industry would crawl out of their fucking nook and cranny and come to the tweet, drawn to it like a moth to a flame. And they would literally have to post something mental like, yeah, but their work might be good, but they blocked me. Or, maybe some of the things they do are good, but they are bad people. And it's like, who gives a shit, you actual fucking loser? And the worst ones are the ones where it's just that they were blocked. And they're living and dining out on the story of being blocked for like 5 years. Just year after year after year after year, every time to the post, every time to a post. They must even nowadays just get it in the For You. Maybe they've clicked so many posts with Thorin and Richard Lewis. They just get fed that stuff. And go, oh, gosh, what's going on here? So James Fudge, think about what his post actually says. He goes, I'm going to say this and probably get some fire heat. By the way, the idea of that alone is what you get. So let's look at this. But the reason people like Thorin, Monte Cristo, Richard Lewis, and the peeps at Last Three Nations in the space I'm in are surviving / thriving is because they hustle their asses off and create tons of content. You may not always agree with some of that content, but you have to respect the hustle. If you are not willing to bust your ass out here, you aren't going to get anywhere. And you are definitely not going to make any dollars. By the way, the best part about that is it's actually low-key a sob tweet towards Jacob Wolf just whinging on Twitter. You know, he keeps saying from years ago, I don't need esports anymore. I don't even want it. I'm not even an esports journalist. Can't shut the fuck up about how he can't make a living in esports when he does, checks notes, fuck all content. He thinks you can just live on that old VC teat. I'll do one of these about fucking Jacob Wolf one day. Don't even worry. And just get like a nice high five-figure salary while doing like, you know, a couple of posts a month or something. And then he thought his Substack was going to blow up doing that kind of fucking frequency, you utter clown-ass bitch. The way you make money in this industry is you find out how much you make, you ask how much you want to make, and you scale it up to that point. So if you made, I'll make a random number, $100 a piece, and you need to make $2,000 a piece, you're probably going to need to do 20 things a month, aren't you, fuckface? But he's the sort of person who goes, oh, the 100 should be 1,000. My work is so good and excellent. And also, here's another one for you. Here's a black pill and a half. You don't actually get any fucking credit for how good your work is. This isn't an industry where you're in a communist fucking dystopia and some commissar goes, you are the best one, so I'm going to give you this salary. What happens instead is you put your work out there and you're ready based on how entertaining it is and how eye-catching it is and how good you are at marketing and branding yourself with certain attributes and archetypes. That's actually alchemical correspondence built into that if you want to know how the world works and colors and shapes work. And you do that. And then people are drawn to it. And you know what? If you're really sick like I am, they get drawn to it anyway for drama, entertainment, just like flight of fancy. It's something topical. And then within it, you've put the kernel of an excellent piece of work, something truly historic, something that will last and have legacy. And that's actually like you use the sugar to make the medicine go down. That's what I'm doing at this point in time. So when he did this, pretty reasonable statement, right? Unless you're someone making loads of content or you know a way to make money without working your ass off doing tons of content, what would you possibly have to complain about here? Get ready. What's that? Is that someone mentally ill's music? In he comes. He goes, I respect the hustle and the willingness to put their opinions out. Get ready. This could have had a comma but, get ready. You know it starts that way. You know why it starts that way. By the way, Ice Deceive, shout out for the sub. Blaz TW, also subbed. I'm not a fan of how they interact with people. Who gives a shit? What has that got to do with the fucking post? That's like, oh, I love filet mignon, and especially when it's like medium well done in a restaurant. Yeah, but have you ever seen the way the farmer who grew the cow fucking actually behaves though when he's at farmer's market or in the pub after? I think it's disgusting. Shut the fuck up, clown ass bitch. And then he goes, I'm not a fan of how they interact with people. By the way, get ready for how he interacted with us. How insanely antisocial and developmentally fucking disabled this fucking cunt is. And intentionally antagonize him. Or get ready. If you don't like intentionally, by the way, is he not intentionally antagonizing us now? Bringing up shit from over 2 years ago, by the way. Get ready to antagonize him to garner clicks. Oh, we just do it all to garner clicks. No dickweed. The thing is, I don't get 2 likes on a tweet, and I don't only have 10K followers after having 2K people followed. I am actually popular. I could just put my opinion out there. And are you ready? Just gets clicks anyway, mate, because I'm actually one of the fucking industry icons who everyone, including pro players, wants to know what I think. You could do that too if you spent 20 plus years, had talent, put in discipline, and weren't a dickhead. But so unlucky for you. If you don't know, by the way, this guy, Jordan Tsai, by the way, I haven't said this on the last one. It's actually a sick surname. I wouldn't call Doc Respawn. I think it's a mental alias if you're going to work in like physical therapy. First of all, respawn in the game is when you die and then get to come back to life. Obviously, in real life, if someone died, someone who's a physical therapist would have been absolutely no value to them. They wouldn't be able to bring them back to life. You could even say within your name, I'm joking here, obviously, this is facetious, but you're a fucking American, so you need to be told that with like massive text on the screen. You're obviously, that's actually almost like false advertising built into your name. But anyway, you are just a physical therapist, mate. So when it goes Jordan Tsai, you know what I'd have called myself? Anything to do with Psy. You could just call yourself Psy Factor, Cyclone, Cyclops. I mean, you seem pretty myopic in your fucking vision of esports. He's worked with previously, notice it's always previous, by the way. These people aren't so sick they just get to work in the org forever and be a key part. They just get moved on because eventually you go, I could just get someone else for cheaper who's probably not a dickhead. He worked with Cloud9. Okay, cool. He worked with Evil Geniuses. That's where part of the problem comes up later. He was there when old daddy was there, starving, mentally broken. Oh, he was the physical therapist. And 100 Thieves. Like, all you showed me there is you're just on the teat of VC. Okay, brilliant. We don't even know if you're any good. So he then says this, right? Monty aside, he's been very kind in our interactions. Right now, we're not only no longer talking about our work and how we get by in the industry, how we make money and doing lots of content. It's now an evaluate. He's Simon Cowell and we're on stage and he's evaluating us as people and personalities. And now the whole thing is this motherfucker in his feelings the whole time, like your girlfriend during that nightmare time of the month. And it's just about how he feels about how we've interacted with him. So Monty, even though he's in the same, surely in the same fucking boat as us, like, by the way, but because he was nice to him, oh no, he's a good guy and he's been very kind, very kind, very kind. So, okay, what I did is I don't ever respond to lunatics like this. I used to wreck them publicly. I've now realized just do content, fucking wreck them there. Don't even give them the time of day on social media. Don't even give them any attention where people click through, etc. So what I did is, since James Fudge has no idea because he wasn't around, he just goes, fair. It's not at all fair, of course. It's absolute fucking bollocks. So what I do is I just link him to my Thorin versus didn't take long. Cool. I just linked him to my Thorin versus Blocked video where I actually originally addressed this fucking idiot. So what I'll have to do is I'll have to just show you on screen here. I realise that's actually dodgy because you could actually in theory see what I've clicked it. That's sus. We're going in. We're going into the video, boys. We're going in. We're going in. So what we're going to do is we're going to look I won't bother playing like what I'm talking about. I'll just show you on screen. Right. So what happened was this person here, this is in 2021. This is another situation where we're going to skip forward in time and then go back. Mel, who's just some like Valorant player for Cloud9. It's one of the ones who wins. Like, oh, I should have been in a pro team, but they won't let me in. It's like, maybe you're just a dickhead. Have you ever thought of that? It could just be the case. They just don't like you. You know, crazy idea. It couldn't always just be about me being a woman, by the way. I know plenty of women that have been in top teams. Obviously, very, very important thing to tweet about. She goes, Thorin unblocked me to quote retweet, then reblocked. Oh, fucking, well, that's the end of the world. Breaking. We're getting it over the wires that Thorin unblocked someone, retweeted, made a tweet about them, then reblocked. By the way, I never did any of that. That all happened fantasy in her mind because she was so stupid to not know back then, I actually said this in the video, that you could just basically take someone's tweet, even when you had them blocked, and just put it on there and it would quote it and then you could comment above it. And then also, by the way, here's a funny thing. She put there, yas, queen, drag me, sis snapped. Now, by the way, I don't believe in this, but isn't there a thing people now believe? In, where they think it's like a violation of your like human rights to misgender you intentionally. So yes, queen would imply I'm female, and cis also would imply I'm female. So she's implying I'm a woman. Now, I know she's just joking and being facetious, but funny how the rules are just for thee and not for me in her case, eh? Weird how that one works. So then he comes in and he goes, his whole community will rage about echo chambers, though, and freedom of speech. Something I don't rage about. In fact, you never see me going about echo chambers or call people snowflakes and cry when it's a classic one that they always say I do. Yeah, don't worry about that. There's another mentally ill person. So what happens then is, we'll go forwards. I'll show you who he is. This is mainly just to get to the tweets, by the way. A nutter came in here and went, both him and Richard Lewis are huge snowflakes, despite making fun of snowflakes. Another person who's just, this guy was already in one of these videos, by the way, but a fan version, the guy, that Ferrari. He's one of those people you saw had messaged me like 400 times in a year and a half with no response from me, just getting progressively more and more crazier and probably sharpening like a fucking dull blade until it was like a fucking katana at the end to come and find me and let me know what he needs to tell me on Twitter, because that's the fucking world we live in. So Richard Lewis goes, none of these things are true, and you should probably speak to someone about why you believe they are. And then this person goes, I would really like to understand how I'm blocked if that's the case. Lol. Hey, you know why you're blocked? Because one of us just was on the internet and saw you maybe liked a mental tweet or said something stupid and just thought, I don't want to ever see this person on my timeline or interact with them. So we blocked you. But no, that has to be treated like we sent you to Guantanamo Bay and you're literally being tortured right now because we don't allow you to see our tweets. By the way, anytime they could have logged out, this feature used to exist on Twitter, or opened up another browser and put it in, they could have seen all the tweets. So it was always a deranged, entitled moron complaining like that. So Richard goes, can you, by the way, this is obviously all in this video, but we're going to go quickly through it so we can get to the next part. You can see the chronology of how fucking nuts this guy is. Goes, can you show me where it says in Twitter's TOS that blocking someone requires interaction first? This guy goes, it's not, but why? The fact you feel the need to defend it speaks volumes. No, the fact you are going on about it years later speaks volumes, you fucking nutter. Get over it. Then there's this one here where, actually, maybe, did I already skip to this other guy? Oh, fucking hell, is it? Oh, no, there we go. Thank goodness. So I thought, actually, maybe Dr. Respawn had winded in. Of course he hadn't, of course. So then LS said something here about Faker. And then this guy goes, this tweet made me realise I blocked, which is strange considering I never interacted with him. You know how classic all those videos are, when I show when they did, etc. So then this guy comes again, the Richard Snow, like, that was how I started. Okay, so skip down here. And then it goes, I know social media has made people use it chronically mentally ill, but if you can explain why, one, people can't block who they want, two, why we're not entitled to be blocked by any, why you're not entitled to be blocked by anyone, I'd love to hear it. Spoiler, the answers will make you sound deranged. In comes Jordan Sai, aka Dr. Respawn, Doc Respawn, Doc underscore Respawn. Who gives a fuck at this point in time? Just see a doc. Just see a doc, mate. So this cunt, again, drawn to it, has to make his comment. Are you ready? This is where it starts to get mental. And actually, it then starts a beef with Richard Lewis. Get ready. I'll be quick on this one so we can get to the next part, because there's already a video where I go ham on this, but in more detail. He goes, if you could ask Thorin to unblock me, I'd appreciate it. I actually enjoyed his post. By the way, I like the way he puts that one there. He's obviously been banned for some shitty reason, you'll see later, by associate with certain people and liking really horrible tweets. But he actually enjoyed my post at the same time. Well, tough shit, why would I care? That's like me going, oh, Ryan Reynolds is subhuman scum who's never said anything funny ever. Then he like blocks me. I'm like, what the hell? I liked Van Wilder. I liked it though. He doesn't give a monkey's mate. Are you ready for where it goes mental? If he has a clear reason not to unblock me, he could mute. Yeah, I could also just block. You haven't given a reason why I wouldn't block yet. You haven't even been reasonable or getting an interesting take. I'd like to know, thanks. As if you get to know. As if I'm like going before Congress and some fucking senator's like, now, Mr. Shields, I'd like an explanation. I think the American public would too, as to why you blocked Dr. Respawn. Don't you think he has a right to know? No. I'm a fucking private entity, you wanker. So, Richard Lewis, as usual, obviously just dunks on this cunt. He goes, yes, I'm his secretary. See what I mean about derangement? Ah, Richard's too good at it. Gets better though. This one gets way better. He goes, thanks anyway. Oh, fair enough. He's just going to leave it there. He knows that he's not going to get unblocked. Richard Lewis isn't going to pass a message to me. Hey, you know that guy you don't give a fuck about? It's a moron. You just blocked. Can you tell me why? Or can you just unblock and mute him? Like, obviously, that's never going to happen, is it? Why would Richard spend seconds out of his life doing that, you fucking moron? So then I'll show you some other ones. This is from like 2022 or something. He goes, because then I told a story publicly about what he did. You'll see it in a minute. He goes, since Thorin is telling his cult, yeah, just having 200,000 followers is a cult. Do you know what the actual signs of a cult are? I don't have any of them. Literally none of them. I don't even ask these people to do shit for me. And then he goes, but if I have 200K followers, that's a cult. If he has like 10K followers, that's because, I don't know, people like seeing what wankers who cry about being blocked think. It's not a cult though. Mate, I've had more people in bed than follow you. Obviously not true. That's facetious again, isn't it, Americans? Since Thorin is telling his cult, I threatened someone by saying I would defend myself. Get ready for this. The entire convo was escalated by Mr. Lewis. And I tried to just say, never mind. Convenient deletion of him threatening me first, though. Lie. I actually remember that, but I explained that in the video, so I'll go quickly through this part. What happened was he said that, and it kept going. Then Richard Lewis just said something sort of like, just fuck off or something. And this guy goes, I only asked because I tried emailing him and I've no other way to ask. No need to insult. I figured you were close. So because Richard Lewis is close, he should ask me why I've blocked this guy. Oh, and by the way, this guy has emailed, presumably to my YouTube spillover email, emailed asking why he's blocked and I haven't replied. Do you understand how fucking bonkers this guy is? So then Richard goes, perfect. He goes, okay, you're emailing personalities on Twitter to ask to be unblocked. Now you're asking other personalities if they will ask the person who blocked you to unblock you. Can you not see how ill this is? Now, sadly, they delete their tweets here, but Richard never, ever threatened him with physical violence. I can tell you that. It's just something he doesn't do, and he did not do it. But this guy lied later. And what's crazy is this. Some random little shithead fan came in and did that thing to Richard. Like, watch out. Dr. Respawn, Richard Lewis strangled a Dota player who was 12 at an event and he'll get you next, I bet. And so the Dr. Respawn guy, as opposed to, you know, like a normal social human, just ignore that guy and go, well, I'm not trying to antagonize Richard Lewis and Thorin, so I'll stay on my best behavior and show that I take the high ground. He goes, don't even worry about this. He blocked me anyway because I must have offended him. I'm also the last person on earth he'd want to physically threaten. I spent 15 months in actual combat. I'm not worried about a random esports personality. So I posted on Twitter that he's just fantasizing. Remember, Richard Lewis never said any of this. He's fantasizing about a scenario where Richard Lewis attacks him and then he beats the fuck out Richard Lewis using his 15 months combat experience. Fucking hell, okay. He's like the actual meme from back in the day on 4chan about being in fucking Marines and having like 7 confirmed kills or whatever. Like, holy fuck, this guy's a moron. So we'll go back to that. I'll go quicker here because I want to get to the new stuff, don't I? It's the fact that this much fucking shit. By the way, go watch this video. Thorin vs. Blocked, Industry Edition 1. This will be in like an Industry Edition 4 or something. And then as a reply, you remember, after he himself posted all that stuff, are you ready? This is in 2022. Think about what we're about to see years later. I really don't give two shits about all this drama. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. How many days of your life have you spent doing this? I only comment on it to make money off the internet by entertaining people by roasting cunts like you because I think pieces of you are shit in the industry and they need to be swept up down the fucking drain. You're commenting day after day after day. You ever see our names, you have to. It's like a fucking Pavlovian response. You see our names, you must tweet about this thing. You must say it happened. You must say it's unfair. You must say you were blocked. You're so fucking mental. Here's a good one. Actually, no, this is probably after the Dr. Respawn shit. By the way, this will all just be edited out. That's the good thing about being able to... Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it at that point in time. But then get ready. Get ready. Get ready. So you're going to think that's probably all he said, right? After all, Thorin, he's not mentally ill. Right, I'll bring him up on screen here. Let's see how I'm going to do this. What would be the way to do this? Probably go to Big Ed for this one. Right, what I'll do is I'll just set all this up a second. So I'll go to the Big Ed one and we'll bring these up on screen because I'm just going to add all these screenshots in quickly. I wonder if actually in OBS Studio it does let you add like multiple screenshots at once. Because that used to be one of the biggest asses on about doing these videos. Why you had to prepare them for like fucking 10 minutes to get all the tweets ready. Let's see. Because when someone's a nutter like that, I just compile all the shit they're saying so that when they inevitably go nuts and do something more mental, I can just forward that to their org maybe and show that they're actually mentally ill. It's kind of cool in a way. Now, you can only do one at a time, unfortunately. But we'll do that. Yeah, it's all good. I'm just going to add all these in quickly. Anyway, I'll do some Q&A after this as well. But for now, we're just creating content, aren't we? This is how it's done. This is the magic. You actually get to see it in real time. And again, I just come up with all the shit off the top of the dome, don't I? It's just called talent, I guess. It's almost like I've got a comedic personality, along with being fucking sick at my job. Let's see. Because you won't even believe how far this guy goes. Like, you will genuinely, you're going to think I'm exaggerating right now. You don't know over the next few years how we never shut the fuck up about this. And it gets so deranged, the levels it goes to. And by the way, I'm not interacting at any point. I did like my tweet years ago and I did him in the video. That's it. I just left it then. He just continues to keep it going for fucking years, bro. And like, you're going to see, it makes him align with morons. Then he beefs with the morons. Oh, it's so fucking crazy. It's so nuts. Right, here we go. So what I'll do is, I'll pull up this first one. I guess for the moment we'll go here. That's not the right box. Where is it there? We'll put it over here, I guess. Right, so what it says is, it goes, this guy, Bob Peanuts. By the way, when you're replying to a guy with no profile picture, just a B, his name is Bob Peanuts, both in his username and his Twitter thing. Maybe at that point in time, check yourself, you know, before you wreck yourself, because fucking hell, but where's your life gone to at this point in time? He goes, I remember seeing RL's tweet before. In no way did he ever physically threaten you. Oh, this guy remembers. You misread it and escalated it on your own. Stop the cap. Oh, it's a Zoomer. There's one Zoomer, Gen Alpha, that actually understands, even though he's stopping the cap. And he actually understands how to follow facts in the order that things are said in. This guy, are you ready? This is mentally walks it back immediately. He goes, what did he say? No, brother, you told us what he said. On the internet with your given fucking name, you said Richard Lewis threatened you and escalated it, and you just said you were going to defend yourself. So there's no way you can walk it back now, guy who thinks about us all the time, like that scene from Mad Men, and then we don't think about you at all, except we're making internet content to piss, figuratively, in your crying face. While you're emailing us, asking why we're pissing in your face. So then he goes, what did he say? I remember it as described, which could be more easily interpreted as a threat than what I clearly said. I didn't delete because I'm not afraid of people reading my actual response. By the way, you know that comment there? He like blocked me after that in the hopes I wouldn't be able to find his tweets, because he again doesn't understand he can just log out and see them. So he actually is scared of us seeing his tweets and what he's talking about. And look, he's got a little trophy when he's in Cloud Nine, because obviously his physical therapy, it was the massages that made Berserker carry those games. It was when he would tell Blabber, oh, you look a bit tense, mate. And Blabber would be like, oh, you don't even know how many more ganks I'm getting on leasing now, mate. Oh, the trophy's yours. Come on, bring up that Roy Keane bit about how like physios shouldn't get fucking medals and rings and that. I totally agree with it. I think it's absolutely fugazi as fuck. And then this guy goes, I don't remember it verbatim. All I could say is that it could have been interpreted as a threat, but it wasn't directed towards you at all. You kind of escalated it more than him with what you replied. He goes, he said something in line with what I wrote above, and yes, I could have ignored it. And notice how it keeps getting, so it's like, what did he say? Well, it was something like that. Well, I think it was this, and I've... Mate, you're all over the place. You'd fucking break on the witness stand immediately. I mean, you'd be getting off on the humiliation ritual, the fact you were getting called out in public, of course, because that's clearly a thing for this guy. He goes, I was being very polite. Yeah, he's very polite, like constantly harassing us to unblock. Can you get your friend to unblock me? Can you get him to unblock me, though? Can you get him to tell me why, though? I'm just being polite, by the way. If you were to attack me, I would fucking fold you up like a pretzel because I was in Vietnam. Goes, I was being very polite despite the constant verbal onslaught he directed at me. Yeah, just saying stuff like, oh, you actually seem unwell. You keep emailing personalities to ask for other personalities to be unblocked, mate. I think it's a totally reasonable take. And then he goes, over 10 tweets, right? Count how many tweets this cunt's talked about me at the end. But if you read what I said, I was replying to someone else that insinuated they had my back if he, and it's like, attacked me or whatever the fuck. This is gets me. Either way, if to him tweeting and going, listen, I don't really care what you think, it's like a constant verbal onslaught. Holy fuck, what must war have been like? Maybe actually by war he just means when like that drill sergeant's screaming in front, like, listen, maggot, you think you're gonna make it like that, Psy? Who the fuck are you, Cyclops? Get a visor on, X-Man. Get the fuck over there. I'm Beast. Like, what are you talking about, you actual fucking moron? So then we go to the next one. This is where it already gets good. Same drill, you know the score. So he goes, oh, Lewis blocked December 7th. We're just all over them. It's just every time anyone talks about us. Oh, Lewis reports blocked me over a misunderstanding that blew up. But this is a good take. I really don't have anything against him as a person. He doesn't have anything against him as a person. I do think he'd be a total asshole online, though. Nothing against him as a person, though. Cool guy. I love it. Semler, however. Oh, it's when Semler had said something at the end of last year about game changers. You know, when Semler expressed opinions, everyone in the world, including everyone you've ever loved, and you yourself, prior to 2016, thought were facts about reality. And by the way, were never proven to not be facts about reality. You just changed your opinion and are gaslighting everything for political reasons. Isn't that brilliant? Aren't you cool and progressive? It's progress to destroy language and truth. Yeah, it is. So, and Semler doesn't give a fuck anymore, idiot. Then he goes, I used to pay more attention to this stuff. Semler's right wing, blah, 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 blah. Let's go down. Most people who disagree with them just lump them together. Thorin, R. Lewis, Semler. Before it was Thorin, R. Lewis, Monty. Now it's Thorin. So you can see how it got. But obviously they have their own individual beliefs. Even a moron occasionally gets something right. I try to avoid blanket judgments of people, even if they're abrasive and generally of an opposing mindset. By the way, just from how annoying this guy is, didn't we fucking... I always say this in Thorin vs. Blocked. Don't I have this crazy prescience to know who the nutters are and just get them, cut them off early? Because this is what they do. I guess that these people are fucking mental. I hate blocking people. Who cares what he said there? It goes, that being said... It's all, by the way, it's always just like that. Quick, I better frame this so I don't sound like I'm nuts. And then he goes, oh, fuck's sake. Oh, no. I was going to say, what the fuck, because I realised I hadn't been recording, but I've got the Twitch VOD, haven't I? So, joke's on you. You can't get me with that twice. That said, I do have both R. Lewis and Thorin blocked. Right, you ready? In 2021 and 2022, he's complaining about us having him blocked and going mental and emailing. And now he's blocked us. By the way, if we've blocked him anyway, what would the purpose be? We couldn't see his tweets. It's like a little child going, oh, you don't want any mouth from me. I never liked you anyway. You bastard. You're so fucking nuts, bro. You're a physical therapist, mate. Ask to see the sports psychologist. Ask for a reference, mate. You need help. And he goes, I've always, oh, think about this. He's blocked us, right? He has us blocked. Like, so if we're blocked, logically, he never wants to see anything from us, never wants to hear from us again. Let's see where this goes. Oh, by the way, shout out AYTC for subscribing. I have them blocked because they wanted to unfairly attack me last year over the EG stuff. I'll show you that later. I've always said I'd be open to talking with them. So he's blocked us, but he's open and talking with us. Even though we've made it clear we don't want to talk with him, Richard even politely explained this to him, and we've blocked him. How many more red flags do you need, my dude? He goes, I'd be open to talking to him about the initial issue and my time with EG, but no response. Actually, what you'll find is when I tweeted about him, he tweeted some utter bollocks and never in any way showed himself open to engaging about the Danny situation because he knows he is utterly in the wrong on that one, but no response. Oh, did you email again? Did you not get an email back? Was I out of the office? Dickhead. And then this is mega, because what you're going to love is this. Do you know a character called Space Ghost? A nobody who's just extremely unwell. That person, when they would cause drama constantly, would have these pathetic little hangers-on who'd come and be like, yes, I agree, they are evil mistress. Perhaps a lick of the toes. No, another time. Away to my dungeon. And then he was one of them. Jacob Wolf was one of them. Oh, there were some pathetic cunts there. This guy, are you ready though? Because that individual is so unstable and antisocial, they themselves, the Space Ghost, but would turn on these people and destroy them over nothing out there and then send all their rabble after them and have them be wrecked and go, ha ha ha, because they're just so fucked in the head. So what's great is he defended that character. And then, are you ready? They then turned on him. So then he started trash talking them and using that as a way to talk shit about me. So you can see here, someone goes, proof of this, by the way, is literally this here. She will do it whatever she can to make sure her fragile echo chamber isn't hurt. He then goes, she is the female foreign in December 31st, 2023. We're over 2 years deep now. Because I blocked someone. It's like, you'd think I was married to the cunt for 15 years and had 3 kids with him. This is mental. And it hasn't stopped yet. We'll go to the next one. Oh, that was it. The response to that, follow up. Fucking hell. Then someone posts some, I have no idea what they posted there. This person goes, I was just about to say, Thorin isn't, rightly, being ostracized from the community they were once a part of for being an actual terrible person. I think someone said, yeah, but like they haven't been kicked out. She's been kicked out the scene, unlike Thorin. Because they always think, like, they all think it's fucking Survivor and that because they voted me off the island, I have to leave. They don't get that there's nowhere to kick me out of. Who is my boss who's firing me making Thorin Slots videos? Who's my boss not hiring me to events I don't go to and I used to be the person hiring for events? Who's the person stopping me streaming right now? Jeff Bezos is supposed to come in and kick me out, is he? What are they talking? These people were never in esports in the context of the industry like I am. Hence why I did that infamous tweet, I am esports. How are you going to kick me out of esports, you dickhead? I'm the fucking backbone of it. So they go, I am not rightly ostracized. I should be ostracized from all community because of what an actual terrible person I am. Can't name one thing outside of tweets I've ever done that was terrible. Then down here, he goes, get ready for the delusion. I mean, he sort of is from esports in general, outside of the CSGO community. Right, guys, 2023, I don't actually get to make any shows anymore. There's no Summoning Insight. There's no Best Damn League Show. By the way, I don't have, like, you know, major guests on Best Damn League Show. I haven't done interviews with your favourite players and reflections with loads of them, some of the greatest of all time. I don't get information about players like Perks and fucking Danny and what was going on with Vethio in Excel. I don't have any of these things going on. It's all nonsense. I don't have idents coming out constantly every few months of, like, famous people saying, hey, check out Thorin's videos, Thorin's YouTube. None of that happened because him and this loser decided I've been kicked out. Because he's not in CSGO, I actually have been kicked out of all of esports. Weird, I've been kicked out years ago, but he can't stop talking about me. And everyone in the scene keeps talking about me, and that's what causes him to keep talking about me. So it's almost like I haven't been kicked out. That's exactly what he's triggered on. It's just shitty reverse psychology, isn't it? Then we go to this one. It never ends. Oh, that was all right. I already showed you that one. Get ready. This was like a month before, by the way. A year, this is going to be amazing. Because everyone now knows about the EG scandal And even some assholes just going like, yeah, your legacy was that scandal. Shut the fuck up, evil geniuses. He then goes, I have so much I want to talk about. He ats Mind Body Esports, who was one of the sports execs who worked with EG, and goes, do we do a stream convo at some point and clarify some stuff? Are you ready? Oh, this burns him so badly. And the best thing is, Mind Body Esports doesn't even know about this beef, because why the fuck would anyone? It's a nutter doing a one-sided beef. So he naively goes, I hear you. If I go public on EG, I think at Thorin tags me as well, has earned the scoop. Live evil. And then he does like that melted smiley face, which you can imagine what tilt. He must have been full bore on tilt after this. And he goes, unfortunately, he has a personal grudge for daring requests that his friend asked him to unblock me a few years ago. By the way, why does he just say that? Why does he say that it's just a personal grudge from my side? When a few years earlier, he was like, he's got a cult and he's sending everyone to say I threatened him. And also he's lying about me and he's lied about what I did in EG. Oh, years later. Oh, why you got a problem with Thorin? Oh, he just has a grudge against me. Oh, shit, I've forgotten all that stuff I made up. Oh, fuck, the problem with lies is you have to keep track of them. Fucking hell. Oh, bloody hell, I've hinted it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Then it gets really mental. I'll show you the EG thing in a minute, by the way. I'll have to edit all this like a motherfucker, but who cares? It's all good. I'm learning how to do this all live, boys. This is when it starts to get even more nuts. This is a few years ago, but think where this went to at this point in time. This is fucking bonkers. This is where he subtweets about me and Semla, saying that we're saying that women can't... Are you ready? We're suggesting women can't compete at the highest level in esports games. Also admitting their hard stock is us admitting that, like, are you ready? This is how he doesn't understand averages at all. A guy who's a doctor, we're told, right? When we say women, the entire group, actually aren't as good and definitely aren't better than men at esports games. That's why we want women's esports. You ready? We're actually defending and saying there should be women's esports so they have a place to play, because otherwise they can't compete. What would the reasons be? Well, some of it could be cultural, some of it probably biological, you know, nature and nurture, probably a bit of both. He then goes like, aha, you're seeing women can't compete, but you're a man and you can't compete. It's like, well, yeah, me specifically. But then again, I'm also not asking to be forced to be allowed to play in the Pro League event. I mean, I already could, but I can't qualify. What's even the point here? And he goes, you're also admitting that you're hard stuck despite a genetic advantage. Well, I've just said maybe it's not only genetics. And then secondly, I've never ever said that I should be and have my own league and get paid as much. So what would even the point be? A moron like this is the kind of idiot that actually thinks when something vaguely connects, like, oh, I've not solved it. It's like, doesn't even make sense. No, that makes sense what you just said, you moron. So then this guy, a random nobody, again, by the way, remember, you're siding with and replying to people called like Skidap, random person, Skidap, yogurt meal. He goes, wait until you see Thorin's face at level. By the way, I think in my entire life, I might have played, I'd be shocked if it's even 200 face at games. I already ever used to play with Anders and Vince. And so I've never grinded face it. I've never grinded CSGO. I've played so many billion hours of CS 1.6 and watched every CSGO match that I could. I don't need to. It's not about how good I am at the game. I couldn't give a fuck less. This guy, you ready, already falls for the bait. He goes, can't be worse than mine. Ooh, okay. He acknowledges maybe I might be better at CS than him. Guess men just aren't naturally superior at CS. Right, are you ready, guys? Unless every single man is better than every single woman, men aren't better than women. Are you following the logic? It doesn't make any sense at all. It's actual nonsense. This guy can't actually process large groups. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand patterns. Then this guy goes, this is the epitome of British CSGO. Yeah, I've definitely always said that as a player. Very reminiscent of the C9 Colossus. Maybe he really is esports. Let's go to it. Let's see. It's going to be something really fucking crazy, guys. It's going to be really fucking crazy. So it just shows overview. Few friends, few followers. Again, I've never used Facebook platforms, not that I give a shit about. I just played to play with Vince. But no, because I did the good deed of playing with my friend on his stream, I must now suffer and be scrutinized as to how I do on Facebook, because that obviously determines my whole value as a content creator in CS. And then this guy goes, The content I want to see is him playing some ranked. So now he's on some like Schadenfreude wank off over me bottom fragging if I play a game. So you go, see, he's not better than you. It's good that he blocked you. You didn't even want this little shit. And then he goes down here. He claims he's solo queued to Supreme and got hard stuck. I've never said that ever in my life. What I think I said back in the day to Richard was when I used to play CSGO in the early days, I don't think I was ever below the AK rank, so it was DMG. And there was a thing, obviously, where I joined with Anders and we played one game with all fucking global elites and we lost 16-14 and it just gave me instantly the rank like gold 2 or something meant like that. So everyone was like, oh, that's his real rank. And so there's that thing. I've never tried to get the global elite. By the way, every single caster can get to global elite anytime they want. Do you know how you do it? You just play with semi-pro players you've never heard of. That's what Anders did all the time, a bard off, and you'll just get dragged to the top of the ranks. You'll be in global elite anytime you feel like it. So I don't know what the rank would have to do with anything. I could get global elite. What did they say? Where you just carried. So it wouldn't matter what rank I am. Who gives a shit? This is where this guy, though, gets nuts. Because this guy goes, what he did then was he got some of his former 1.6 pro friends to stack with him so he could focus on his game and not worry about carrying. He hit global being carried by poor players. I've never been global elite. I've never claimed to. This never happened, by the way. I never had any former 1.6 pro friends. I never ever said the quote, focus on his game and not worry about carrying. What's funny is he's actually misremembering something Lerpis did at the beginning of CSGO, where people told him, yeah, you might be pro 1.6, but you couldn't hang in CSGO. So he just played CSGO, got global elite. And they were like, yeah, but when I checked your games, you were also playing with like other good players, so you just got carried. And then I don't know if Lerpis ever said that, but I didn't. Now, I am not Lerpis, aka Tommy Covenant, a Finnish guy who played for EG and WinFact and Rockat and then worked for fucking HLTV.org in early CSGO. And then after that, worked with MIBR and Immortals as a financial guy and went to JP Morgan. I'm not any of those things. But you're listening to Skidap in 2021 misremember some shite he never actually knew about in the first place. And you're actually taking this as like interesting, like, information you're getting. And this guy's desperate to see me play ranked. The guy's just fucking deranged, boys. Now I'll just show you quickly, if I can, the thing about Danny. Let's see where this is. I'll have to find the name of this fucking idiot. Because it was one of those moron streamers. The thing about moron streamers is they just do it for content. They don't even give a fuck if they're right or wrong. So that guy called, like, I don't know, what's he even called? Like Chase Shaco or something. Like an actual knuckle-dragging cretin. He once came in, hey, why don't the physical therapist do anything about a player who's starving or it's not even his fucking job, is it? What can he do? Like, get fired by his boss or something? So I'll see if I can find that guy's comment, because I think that might even be partly where it all started. Because I then made a tweet, right, that goes like this. I pointed out that once we'd exposed the Danny thing of what happened to him, just go watch my video if you don't know about that, about what EG did to Danny, a very promising up-and-coming player. I said, riddle me this, since the Dr. Eastbourne guy talked shit on me and GamerDoc had talked shit on me. Don't worry, took care of that idiot in a fucking video too. By the way, they actually reached out through an email and sort of tried to make good after that. I basically just say the same thing I say to everyone. You don't need to come and apologize. Just do your fucking job and then you won't feel like a fraud. If you do your job well, then you've got your qualifications. You'll be legit, right? How about just stay in your lane? I go, riddle me this. How did Dr. Respawn and GamerDoc never notice Danny was underweight? Because if you don't know, after he went to the doctor when he quit playing, the doctor basically said, like, oh, I would actually, like, hospitalise you right now and sort of, like, refeed you. You look, like, malnourished, mate. But his family said, no, we'll take him home. So I go, how did they never notice that he was underweight? Their whole shit is they take care of the physical side. And then I put, almost like they're incompetent narcissists LARPing at being top professionals. Because remember, these were the people in real life seeing Danny to give him physical therapy, to work with the team, to give them strategies, etc., give them massages, etc. So they were doing that and they never noticed this guy was like painfully thin and was clearly in mental distress. Now, are you ready? Because this person, Chase Shaco, is an actual brain-dead cretin. He goes, is Thorin actually this dense to a moron? It's always you're the moron. Or do I need to explain that Dr. Respawn is a physical therapist? Get ready for where this is going logically. He's not a dietitian or mental health specialist. Let's not take shots at one of the few decent people in the league. Yeah, we've seen how decent he is. And then down here, you ready? This is mental. He goes, outside of recommending he eats more, he literally has zero control over that situation. Do you know what he could have done? He obviously could have just reached out privately to a journalist or someone else, maybe even Danny's family, and told them, look, Obviously, I can't do anything about it with NAG, but Danny's really underweight. He's going through some sort of problem. I can see, as a physical therapist, that he's actually massively underweight. If I couldn't gauge that, by the way, what sort of fucking physical therapist would I be if I can't tell the guy's malnourished? So this cretin's like, what's he supposed to do? Just like force feed him or tell EG you have to feed Danny? By the way, I don't know about you, but yes, if I saw my org treating someone that way and I went to them and said, there's a problem like this, like I've heard coaches in EG went to them and said, we need more sports psychs to work with this guy and they didn't give a fuck. I would actually then, if they said, well, we're not going to do it or they never did it, actually, I would quit because I'm a moral person. That's why I turned down millions of dollars from the Saudis. That's why I left the esports awards when I found out behind the scenes, people were doing outrageous things like deciding off imaginary allegations that they would just never allow you to win an esports award or you had to win an esports award because you're a woman for political reasons and all sorts of shit like that. So what an utter cretin these two are combined. Then Doc Respawn has to pop up because he's always there when my name comes up. He goes, been trying to explain to people that I did my job to the best of my ability. Well, then what did you want to talk about years later on stream with Mind Body Esports? What was there to reveal, homie? Are you ready? But certain things are out of my scope. I also cannot bench a player. Now I'm saying he has to bench him. Just tell someone privately what's going on and they'll get the word out there, dickhead. Unless it's because of a physical injury limiting their ability to play. Even then, all I can do is strongly encourage it. Then this moron goes, I know people are out of touch with reality and just looking to blame. Tell you what, mate. Fuck off back and play Shaco. That's about the only thing you could manage. That's about the intelligence level of you, Shaco. Another good one. Someone actually tries to speak sense. He goes, wouldn't a physical therapist know if their client was severely underweight? Are you ready? This guy who was agreeing with Doc Respawn and said that he couldn't do anything. Are you ready? It's mental. Goes, yes. What do you mean, yes? You've just actually acknowledged that I'm right. You said before he couldn't know it because he's not a dietitian. And then this guy goes, but wouldn't he know if he was severely underweight? Well, yes. Yes. They're so dumb they don't even know what points they're making. But outside of recommending he eat more, he has zero agency. Like, you can't tell anyone. You can't put in repeated complaints. You can't contact Riot. You can't do anything. You can't contact his family. You can't do anything. How about recommend to him that he goes and sees someone separately? Could you do? No, no, zero agency. Mate, I believe he has zero agency because he's not a real human. He's an NPC like this cunt. These guys are stupid as fuck. And by the way, there was a few times he also himself commented on that same thing of like, oh, he's blaming me for the daddy thing, but I didn't do nothing. It's actually fucking mental, isn't it? I know. The whole thing's just so fucked in the head. But pretty good shit, eh? Everyone needs a support network, and mine is, of course, my Patreon community, the Scrumanati, who, in many ways, they're the Sonny to my share, saying, I got you, babe. So this video and all the others on my channel were kindly supported by the following names: Ahmed Haju, Mac Pugnacho Rakula, Adam Tomlin, Animosity, Jensen Gore, Tosh, Toucan, and you know it. Jerky's Minion, my main man, always going to be referenced, one of the best patrons of all time. Would you like to ask a question in my AMA? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest to see on my channel. Do you want teasers? Find out who the upcoming Reflections and Talk to Thor interviews are. Maybe you want to do one of those long discussions where you get to set the topics we talk about. Well, if any of these or others appeal to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Scrumanati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.